So the pasuk says that Achashverosh is Moilech Mehoidu Vat Kush. He was Moilech Mesefa Oilem Vat Seifa. His malchus spanned the entire world. What is Mehoidu Vat Kush? Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel. One explains, Hoidu was Beseifa Oilem, the Kush Beseifa Oilem. Hoidu on one side of the world, Kush on the other. His rule extended from one to the other. The other one explains, no, Hoidu Vakush Gabi Hadodi Habukaim. Actually, it's situated right next to each other. Kishem Shemalach al Hoidu Vakush. Kach Malach Mesefa Oilem Bat Seifa. And the pasuk merely means to draw an analogy. It just says, he has an easy time ruling on two towns situated close to each other. Not a big deal. Likewise, he ruled with ease over the entire world. Ask the Mefarshim. So it's a machlekes in Metzius. One says Hoidu was here and Kush was there. The other disagrees. No, Hoidu and Kush were situated next to each other. Hard to understand. Hard to believe that there's a machlekes in fact where these towns, where these cities, where these countries are located. So what then is the machlekes? I saw a very nice pshat. All agree that Hoidu and Kush are next to each other. One explains like this. You have a ball, planet Earth. Hoidu and Kush next to each other. Me Hoidu v'ad Kush. All the way around the globe. So Hoidu was on one side, Kush on the other, on two ends of that circle. That's what the pasuk means. He was Melech from Hoidu all the way around back to the beginning, Kush. The other one learns, not disagreeing on the facts. Of course he was Melech in the whole world, but as far as how the pasuk is bringing it out, that Hoidu and Kush are next to each other, pasuk simply means just as he had an easy time ruling all these two towns, because they're so close to each other, easy to control, likewise, he would rule with ease over the entire world. So that's one pshat. Another pshat I saw is that there are actually two countries called Kush. Common belief is that Kush is Ethiopian in Africa, but there is another Kush over near India, and perhaps that's the Shaila. Which Kush is the pasuk referring to? So one maintains, we're speaking about the Kush that's all the way on the other side, from Africa all the way to Hoidu, which is India, because civilization at that point in history ended at there, in Africa, extended to America and Australia. And the other one says, we're speaking about the Kush, which is right next to Hoidu, and the point is, just as he had an easy time ruling on these two countries, likewise in the whole world. The two Pshatim had to understand the Machlekes in the Gemara. Incidentally, according to the first pshat, that Hoidu and Kush were next to each other according to all shittas, and when we say Hoidu b'seifa oilam, v'kush b'seifa oilam, we're simply going around in a circle, right? Because the earth, planet Earth, is a circle. So he ruled from this side all the way around to the end of the circle as well. The Rogachav Goyim brings the right from Al Gemara that Chazal knew that planet Earth was round, right? Otherwise this pshat wouldn't work. So you start here, and you go all the way around until you come back to the beginning of that circle. Not only that, you have the Lashna Gemara, Tanur Rabbanu Shloshim Olcho B'Kippa. So perhaps you can say Kippa means a dome, a circle. So there were Melech on the entire planet Earth, which is actually a ball, a circle. And in fact, there is a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, brings a Yerushalmi, that the world is round. So Avodah Zarah Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos Divrei Masal Kikadur. Mishnah speaks about different forms of idols, different slumim, which represent different things. We have an idol holding a kadur, holding a ball. So the Gemara says, why does that represent? Why is that a symbol of power? Shatayfa says, Atzmei Tachas Kol Olam Kulo Kikadur. He's controlling the whole world. The whole world is in his hand. What does a ball have to do with the world? Says Tosfos, listen to this, Sha'olam Agol, the world is round, planet Earth is round. It used to be Yerushalmi, brings the Yerushalmi. Sha'alexandros Mukhtan, Alexander Mukhtan, Ola Lamala, he somehow traveled up to the Shemaim, Achira Kol Olam Kikadur, he looked down, he peered down back at Earth, and it was a round ball. Vesayam Kikara, and the seas looked like a ball, Pirush Yamikyan, Shemakavs Kol Olam. Pretty clear from Tosfos, Yerushalmi, the world is round. So So contrary to public belief that it was Columbus that discovered the world, incidentally there were many writings that Columbus was Jewish, but here we have a Yerushalmi that we knew about this thousands of years ago, Talmud Yerushalmi. Just one more interesting point here that I wanted to mention. So the Gemara comes out that he was Moilech Mehoidivat Kush. So at least according to some Pshatim, it was from India to Ethiopia. Right? So really, it's only half the world. But the point is that at that point in history, that was the entire, that encompassed the entire area of civilization. The upper half of planet Earth. Eretz Yisrael is considered the top, right? So the upper half, the Chatzi Kadur Elyon, that's what he would rule. That's considered the entire world, entire civilization. They haven't yet discovered the other areas. I saw a pshat from the Talmud, the Kra. He says that's why he feasted for 180 days. Why 180? Because a full circle is 360 degrees. He ruled over half, which is 180 degrees. So that's why he partied for 180 days. Connected the 180 degrees of his malchus.